The Janesville School Board recently learned that they will now need to come up with another $2.1 million for the coming school year. Kristen Hesselbacher is a board member.
This spring, we worked under several assumptions. One was that our state aid in total would be reduced by about $2.8 million. A few weeks ago, we learned that, in fact, our state aid would be reduced by almost $5 million. So that's a significant difference.
The Janesville District is in a unique position. They can raise taxes by 7.6% because they didn't fully utilize their taxing authority in the past. The Department of Public Instruction estimates that on average taxes will rise by 0.6% due to budget measures to restrain property taxes. But some are calling for another option. Republican Representative Joe Nylens of Janesville authored a measure in the budget that he says would allow the teachers' union to reopen their contract to contribute to their pension without jeopardizing that contract.
The language would allow them to open up their contract and negotiate on the 5.8 is the maximum they could take. They could take a smaller amount. They could take 3.9 and then step it up and then 5.8 at the end of their contract. And they could also negotiate on their health care insurance.
But Dave Parr, president of the Janesville Education Association, says his members have some fears that reopening the contract would nullify it under the new collective bargaining law. He says they'll consult with lawyers and consider the issue again when they meet in the fall. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.